I think I am continually surprised by something which arguably I shouldn't be surprised about, but that is God's grace. Now, when you realize that the whole center of our Christian faith has to do with God not simply as creator, but as redeemer, that he sent his son to die for us on the cross, to die horribly, unimaginably, that grace is the center point. It's what distinguishes the Christian faith. C.S. Lewis once walked into a room of scholars who were having a discussion about what makes the Christian faith different from every other religion, and they'd had quite a long discussion, and he walked in the door, and somebody said, well, what do you think makes the, what's different about Christian religion from every other religion? And he said, well, that's easy, it's grace. And I think that's absolutely right. Because other religions have in common high moral standards, believing in a great and holy God, believing even in a general love of God, but grace is way beyond what we usually think of even with love. This unmerited favor of people who in fact have earned execution, have earned eternal hell. And so to me, as I've gone through dark periods in my life, God continuously brings back to me, Randy, what do you deserve? What I deserve is an eternity in hell. Now, when you deserve an eternity in hell, then it puts into perspective a bad day. You know, I mean, this is just a bad day. You know, this is not what I deserve, which is eternity in hell. God is going to give me eternity in heaven in his presence, life, resurrected life on a new earth with wonderful people, the family of God, the Jesus that I love, the King of Kings, revealing his grace and kindness for all eternity. And does that put into perspective what it means to have a bad day or a bad week or a bad month or a bad year? And even in the midst of those bad months, weeks, years, days, God shows his grace to us. So I'm just so overwhelmed. I mean, when I think of Amazing Grace and that song, you know, that John Newton sang, and he knew that he was a wretch. One time I heard Amazing Grace sung at an event I was speaking at. It was a pro-life event, and a gal got up, beautiful voice, and she started by singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. And the moment she said the word soul, I'm almost glad that it happened, because I have reflected back on it so many times. Because you know what? If we were just like morally neutral souls or commendable people, if we were anything less than wretches, God's grace wouldn't be amazing. It's our wretchedness, it's our undeservedness that makes grace so powerful and so captivating. And at the end of the day, if you grasp grace, you may still wonder why God does certain things, but you will never accuse him of doing anything but loving you.